Welcome back and happy Tuesday. It is crazy because I'm sitting here next to my dear friend, Peggy Mandiplash. It has been roughly 13 months or so. Peggy was actually the first guest ever on Tech Tuesday. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to say what's happening now. It's, you know, now end of January and we are looking at the future. So let's do the update of the venture landscape in Canada. So Peggy, nice to see you again. Where are we at? What's going on?
And thank you for having me again. Always great to be here. So Canada, the VC landscape last year, 2019, was super hot, even hotter than 2018. We saw more deals, bigger deals. It's a bit of a barbell strategy, more seed and more later stage, which is actually quite healthy for a venture ecosystem. Based valuation, fintech and AI, which I think is also why Canada is known for. So very, very healthy ecosystem, more companies, more partnership with banks. I would say a bit of the same, just more mature. So that's a good thing to see. The only, I would say, negative point is we don't see a lot of exit. So the lack of exit, we had one very large IPO last year with Lightspeed, but otherwise it's just been a Canadian brand forever, not a lot of exit.
Got it. And you know, with Roar and everything else that you do, we're looking a lot on the kind of the mature businesses. So what role do you see venture capital playing in helping to accelerate the growth of some of these more mature businesses?
Yeah. I think there's a wide space in the market in, I mean, Canada, US, Europe, where you have a lot of this sleepier business who have great book of business and great solutions, but we never really took off because very often they don't take external capital, they might not have the expertise in-house. This business might have been started with, you know, tech founders who don't necessarily have a savvy in terms of sales and marketing. So taking this mature, profitable business and insuffling a bit of a VC playbook, more capital, but also a lot of sales and marketing expertise to bring them to the next level, I see a huge space in that. We don't really have a lot of capital providers playing in that space for a couple of reasons. Whether you're a buyer fund and you're buying the company and you want a slow click, whether you're a growth fund and you're not buying this company, you're expecting that the current management team with a bit more money is going to grow it. But if you're in a situation where the current management team don't have the skill set, even with more capital, what do you do? So massive, massive white space here. So that's what we're doing with Roar. We're looking for these mature tech businesses in the financial services space who have a great product, a good book of business, but we need that expertise and that capital to go to the next level.
That makes a lot of sense. So we're sitting here at the early part of 2020. What are you most excited about for 2020 that you think is going to change from last year?
For me, again, I'm looking at it from a capital provider perspective. So it's a bit different, I guess, than if I was a technologist. I see more skills coming into fintech as companies mature, because now you're talking about really scaling some companies, especially in Canada, which is probably a bit behind the US, so you're already scaling a lot of companies here. In Canada, it's maybe 5 years behind. So we have a big gap in terms of having CEOs who have not only the capital, but also the skill set to scale this company. As you know, starting a company and bringing it to a Series A, B requires one skill set. Bringing it from a Series B to an IPO, it's a very different skill set. Very few management team, founding team can do both.
Yeah.
Creating and scaling. So that's really where I see people realizing finally that guy who started that company is great, but he's not my guy.
Yeah.
So maybe now he's the visionary, strategy, maybe can be head of product, something like that, but probably not the CEO.
Got it. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see where 2020 goes and to see where you and Roar continue. So to hear a little bit more about what Peggy's been up to since the last time we saw her, click on the link below and watch the and read the short interview. Thanks again, and
Thank
until
you.
Next week.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.